The 2015 hard red winter wheat tour in Kansas wrapped up today, and the final estimation numbers are in. 92 participants from across the U.S. and several foreign countries, with the majority being first-timers, traveled approximately 19,000 miles in 21 cars across the state of Kansas, walking in fields of mud, standing water, pouring rain, and tornado-filled skies. The crop conditions varied, with estimations ranging from drought-stricken fields of zero in the western part of the state to a high of 95 bushels per acre outside Wichita. It was a consensus of the group that the heavy rains that have persisted for several days has certainly helped the crop become a potential average crop versus a disaster. There is a concern of stripe rust that was prevalent in the majority of the fields. Our group came into the Oklahoma Panhandle yesterday with three other cars at Turpin, and we traveled Highway 64 through Alva and then up to Burlington. Our first two stops in the Panhandle showed yields starting at 18 bushels per acre and then increasing as we moved east, seeing drought pressure recovery, a little freeze damage, and very little disease. We saw secondary tillers putting out heads with the moisture that had been received in the last 30 days in the area. The soils were moist and the wheat and pastures looked green this year compared to last year's extreme drought. Ben Hancock with the Wheat Quality Council said the Panhandle wheat crop and pastures looked better than he had seen in many years. We visited Kissling Farm in Burlington and counted our highest yield of the day at 64 bushels per acre with Duster variety. Coming into Wichita, the clouds started getting that tornado look. So as I drove, I had my navigator glued to the radar. The clouds started lowering right in front of us and rotating, and I told the group to watch because there was a tornado coming down. It was a thin one, but it came to the ground and stayed on the ground in the field right next to the road we were on. We kept going because I could see it was quickly moving away from us. The video you shared today was from our car. Ben Connor from U.S. Wheat Associates in Washington, D.C. said he just checked off one of the items off his bucket list with the experience. I've heard that this is the first time it's ever happened on the Wheat Quality Tour, too. Well, today we traveled from Wichita to Kansas to tally the final numbers. After making 659 stops during the entire tour, the Kansas crop is estimated at an average of 35.9 bushels to the acre for a total of 288.5 million bushels compared to actual production last year of 246.4 million bushels.